Carl.
So who's the man who started with the Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, good luck.
Sublime to the...
Yeah, that's really a jump, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Alright, and the headman on a ship is called?
Captain.
And your husband's occupation was?
George, is that what you're talking about? American? Well, of course, I'm going to say all Americans are mixed. Yeah, I have Scotch and Irish and English all in.
How about the what word do you have now for I'll just say colored people?
Well, they're called blacks now, but They were called Negroes. Negroes. They all Negroes or Negroes.
Yeah, they weren't really Negro or black. And your own race, rather, you didn't say white, you would say?
Caucasian.
Right. We have a term for white people who are not well off.
They were called
poor
white trash, is that what you're talking
about? Do you have any other term for
them? I can't think right now of any. What do they call them?
How about, what is a cracker?
We speak of a Georgia cracker is a poor person who they call Georgia crackers. You know, that's a person that's poor and uneducated. Is that what you're talking about?
I guess so. I really didn't.
They speak of Georgia crackers.
I've heard it used, but I was never quite sure.
It means a person that's poor and uneducated, and not, you know. No position in society, probably.
Not as strong as poor white trash.
No, I wouldn't think so. No, politicians sometimes will boast that they're just a joke. They're just ordinary folks, you know. No, it's not. It doesn't have the same meaning as trash. Trash means they're dishonorable, you know.
A Georgia cracker could be just honestly poor.
That's right.
No.
What do you call the person who lives out in the country and doesn't know where the is?
No.
A rube.
A rube is good. Right.
I've heard the expression country cracker too, you know, but a rube is generally what you think of, I think.
How about Hayseed?
Oh, yes.
Do you
use that? I never have said that.
That's the one that I grew up with.
But
I
don't never heard it used down here.
Do you ever call other people hillbillies?
Well, now that's up in the mountainous section, up in North Georgia. They speak of hillbillies. It's somebody that's lives in the mountains and you know, probably has limited education and so forth.
But
we don't ever hear that in Middle Georgia or South Georgia.
Before that thing runs out, I think we'll be looking at it.
Oh, well, now that